Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers GM and Senior Vice President Matt Arnold.
You into Star Wars? Because it's Star Wars night. Like, are you or are your kids super excited about this?
I like Star
Okay,
Wars.
So that's a no, right? If you start the question, the answer of, like, are you into Star Wars? And it starts with, that's, you could say no, man. That's cool.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Joining us from your Milwaukee Brewers, Senior VP and General Manager, Matt Arnold. Boy, Matt, I know you'll take a W no matter what, but wow, how's your heart?
We're doing okay. Yeah, I'll take a win no matter what. So yeah, it was definitely a couple of tough ones for us for sure. But great to get it, several wins in a row, and really the team's playing a lot better than they have, and it's been some exciting games for sure. Definitely not good for my heart, but that's okay. I'm good with it.
Well, Matt, the off day comes right in time because you can grow those nails back after biting them over the last two series, and just this team now. It's hard to say when a team is turning that corner because it's such a long season. But the last 11 games, getting 8 wins. I mean, winning can be contagious, and it breeds confidence. Do you feel like this team is starting to kind of say, okay, we know what we can do now, let's just try to do it more consistently?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I mean, we've definitely had some, ups and downs this season, and I think that's, to your point, it's really just about being more consistent. We've had pockets from our offense where we haven't gotten them from our pitching, and then vice versa, and so just trying to gain that momentum that we've built over the last few days and weeks, honestly, has been really great and really positive to build on, and just continuing to see the progression of a lot of the young guys and a lot of our veterans, having some huge at-bats. Christian Yelich with the walk-off grand slam the other day was awesome. Rhys Hoskins is having an incredible year, and just all the young guys around them just contributing has been a lot of fun.
All right, so speaking of not-so-young guys, but still one that we're following closely, Brandon Woodruff. Feel like this is a weekly conversation now with you about Big Woo. How'd it look for him? He was back doing another rehab this week on Wednesday.
Yeah, he looked great. He was cruising yesterday, and I felt bad for him because we were watching the game and it was pouring rain up there too. So he's out there doing his work and in the rain and battling through the elements up there. But he did a tremendous job and was cruising there. Got into the seventh inning there and just looked great. And that's the guy that we need back here, and he means so much to so many people. I spoke to him the other day, and just what it means to him to come back after all these years. He is so excited, honestly, to pitch in front of our home fans. That's going to be a really big deal the day he comes back, and so we're all thrilled to have him really, really close for us.
So what's the call for? Does he have at least one more rehab to go, you think?
Yeah, one more, potentially. Again, we got to read all of these every single time out, but maybe two, but again, it's one at a time here for us. We just want to make sure he's built up so that he can sustain a workload going the rest of the way.
Matt, I want to dispel the perception of a lot of fans when they say, oh, when these veterans come back, all these arms come back, there's going to be a problem. But as you know, in baseball, you can never have enough arms. So just talk about how you will integrate some of these guys off of the IL, and what do you do with some of the arms that you have at this level now? I know some decisions will have to be made.
Yeah, no question. I think every time, you say you have some depth, then it goes away, right? And so we always have to be aware of what could happen. And look, a lot of the young guys that have thrown the ball really well, Henderson, Patrick, Priester's thrown the ball great lately. A lot of our young guys, are continuing to progress, but at the same time, we have a lot of veterans coming back, and I think that's a good thing. It's a good problem for us to have. There are ways that we can potentially shade each other's innings, I think, at the front or the middle of a game to help protect these guys over the course of a long season. And manage their workload appropriately. So I think we'll find ways to do it if that comes up. But again, really exciting to have a lot of these veterans coming back, like Brandon Woodruff, Jose Quintana, et cetera. It's really a lot of fun to get fully loaded here.
So you get to fly back to Pennsylvania now, and you take on the Phillies this weekend in what could be a really exciting series. So take us in the playroom there. What's the meetings like today and tomorrow as you discuss what you're looking for against Philadelphia?
Yeah, so today will be a travel day for the group, and you know, tomorrow we'll have Priester available for us, and you know, it's going to be tough. I mean, those guys are going to be really tough. I mean, the Phillies are one of the best teams in baseball, and they have been for a long time, and so that's a group that, you know, we're going to have to be creative with, and I know that Murph and Ricky and all the guys are going to be prepared, you know, for every scenario there, because we probably lead the league in meetings too, you know, so we're always trying to prepare as much as we can for all of these series, for sure.
And do the schedule makers often come up in these meetings, Matt, because you just was in Pennsylvania and you come back for a 3-game series to only go back to Pennsylvania? Why couldn't you just go across the state after the Pittsburgh series and go to Philadelphia?
Sometimes you wonder if the guys making the schedules have actually ever done these before, you know. But that's to your point, but no, hey, we'll go play on Mars. We don't really care where we play, as long as we're winning a game. That's
right.
Sounds good. Matt Arnold, your Brewer, Senior VP and General Manager. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Enjoy the off day too. 8:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.